Get on the Julie Tussie train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussie Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussie.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the Julie Tussie Show today. Today is your day. I'm in the studio, the Red Door Studio. Actually, it's called Red Door 23 because 23 is our best number.
might be a blue door one day. Who knows?
Who knows? I know it'd have to be aqua. Well, I have in the studio with me the amazing and talented Gina Paycheck.
Hi
Gina. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am super caffeinated and the world is fun.
Yeah, Gina comes in the office today. She's my personal assistant and my fangirl and my all-around anything we need to get done, we get done together. And she comes in with this great big gigantic 1 gallon coffee cup. And she's pouring a powdered, out of a tin, a powdered tin full of stuff. And I said, what are you doing? What were you doing, Gina?
Getting caffeinated. Is that a cappuccino? Sometimes you can't have the good stuff, so you substitute it with powder, and it's still good, but it's not like sitting in a cafe being fanned by
a cafe latte.
Gorgeous.
So yeah, she's totally caffeinated because I'm like, I thought you told me on the phone this morning you were making one at home, and she goes, I did.
I had two.
So it's
going to
be a good
home.
Podcast today. Wanted to just give you a couple of quick announcements, and then we're going to get into the meat of the matter, which is, what did I call this podcast?
Ba-dum.
It is quick and easy pre-holiday cooking.
Yep.
Like, we're going to give you some off-the-chain recipes. Oh, it's going to be so fun. All right, so, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I want to be
right?
the first to say it.
I'm second. Happy Thanksgiving.
Listening to the Christmas music. I love it. I've been listening. Nice. We've been listening for 2 months, but everybody else in America gets to start. You know, it comes on the radio on the 1st of November.
It does. I'm waiting for Mixmas. 94.5. I'm counting on you.
Yeah, come on.
I want
shout
some
out.
Extra doses of Where Are You Christmas, but I want it from Faith Hill.
Thank you. How about a little bit of
you should play me
Julie
some Tussie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some Gary and Julie Tussie Merry Christmas. We'll probably pop some of that
I have
in.
A whole album if y'all need to borrow it.
Actually, you can go to cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussie 3 and get your own. Get your own. It's really, really a cool album, so give it a listen. Well, because it is Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming, we have officially launched our merchandise line for the Julie Tussie Show.
Woo-hoo! It's got so many great things.
We released it at the Victoris in person, and we have some beautiful body bars. They smell fantastic. We designed the fragrances, didn't we, Gina?
We did, and it's essential oil, so that scent is...
Coconut
it's
oil and
it
some
lingers.
Pretty cool stuff. We made a soap for men, and we're probably going to make a beard balm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all
gotta
about
take
that.
Care of your face.
So we got that on there. We've got some jewelry on there. We've got some CDs on there. We got all kinds of fun stuff going on. The Victoris t-shirt, which was amazing.
Right, and
commemorative
scarf.
Of our first Victoris
I'm
event.
I'm wearing it.
I know you are right now. See, I wish
gotta
we could.
Gotta represent.
That's right. I wish they could see us right now. And then I wanted to let you know that we are going to offer a gift package for you. So go on there, and as long as you're ordering by December 1st, there's going to be a gift package that you can send to your loved ones. You know, send it Ooh. To even your unloved ones.
Right. You know, it's all about sharing the joy. But what is in this package, Julie? Because I have to know in case I need to order it.
I don't know yet because we're going to put it together. I think all four of the bars of soap.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of earrings, a couple of my favorite choice. Now, we've got really cool earrings because I have designed some of my own, and then we found some really cool ones that were my picks.
I do like them, and if, you know, we're still picking the packages, there may be like this, oops, there's the teardrop-shaped leather one in the package all of a sudden because Gina really liked it.
Uh-huh. It'll be our favorites that we're going to put. We're going to put a really cool package together. And, of course, we're going to probably try to include a Victress t-shirt. You can keep that for yourself and give the gift to somebody else.
Exactly.
That's how
they're pretty fabulous shirts, I got to say. They fit really nice.
Oh, they're so cool.
My waist looks amazing.
I know. Gina put it on, and I said, oh, my Lord, Gina, you have got a waist. And it was,
surprise,
like, amazing because she was hiding it from me, people. All right, well, let's get down to what we're talking about today. You can actually go to thejulietussieshow.com and go to the fabulous cooking page to get these recipes. So if you're driving, you don't have to pull over because these are so good, you're going to be tempted. You're going to want to put it in your notes, but you don't have to. You can actually, Gina, is it just going to be there, or can we put it in where they can click and download like a PDF file or something and print it? See, this is the stuff I do to my poor Gina.
I'm fairly confident I can totally make that happen.
I think so, too. I think we can. We're going to work on that because we want it to be easy for you.
Exactly.
This is quick and easy. So y'all may know or may not know, but January 3rd, we're going to be launching the Julie Tussie Show Fabulous Cooking. What that is going to be, it's the 4th. You told me it was the 3rd. She's giving me a 4. Can you people believe the treatment I get?
I'm a bully like that, man.
She's like, 4-4. She told me the 3rd last time we did this podcast.
Oh, nope, I'm crazy. It is the 3rd.
See, you're better.
I lost track of my days.
You're better than you know, Gina, so you just gonna have to trust me when I...
It's gearing into that holiday.
I know.
I'm going to need this episode.
I know. And it's really, really good. The first one's going to air, and the first one is actually a fit and fabulous because it's the 3rd of January, and everybody always does New Year's resolutions. Well, we are here to give you your resolution solution.
Right.
So what I do on the show is I take original recipes. I come from a big Italian family. My mama has given me lots of recipes that I'm going to give to you today. And we take it, we teach you how to make it, and then we tell you how to make it also, not just fabulous, but fit and fabulous. And that's how I've lost 24 pounds through menopause.
Woo! Extra difficult.
Through menopause, the toughest golden years of my life.
It's like your weight loss leveled up, man.
All right, so with the holidays coming, I know every cooking show is going to teach everybody how to make an extraordinarily stuffed bird.
Which we already
know. And, you know, the sweet potato pie and the green bean casserole and the broccoli cheese casserole. And I actually have those recipes, and I have some great ones. So we'll pop them onto the website if you want to get those. But the thing I thought that would be good is that our lives become so hectic when we are getting ready for the holidays. All of a sudden, the school has more going on. The church has more going on. You know, your family's coming in from all over the world to eat your food at your kitchen that you have to clean because you haven't cleaned it for 3 or 4 months because you've been chasing.
And then you just got to clean it again.
I know. And so you just get so much added to your plate. So I wanted to give you some of my favorite recipes that have been passed down through the family. And I'm also going to give you, at the end, my super duper sexy hors d'oeuvres.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Got to have the XXX light blinking right now.
That's right. That's right. Super duper sexy hors d'oeuvres. So you get ready. You are getting ready. You're going to love it. The first thing I'm going to teach you right now on the podcast. I mean, don't you wish this was Smell a Podcast?
So much.
You've had this before. Is a recipe.
Have?
Yes. You told me you have.
Which one?
Queen Anne spaghetti.
Ah! Yeah, it was amazing. It smells fantastic. You guys are missing out.
No, they're going to learn how to make it, and it's so simple to make. You can make it in like 15 minutes, depending how fast your water boils. The longest thing in this is the pasta. And so I'm going to read it to you. I call it my easy Queen Anne spaghetti. You make it. You bake it, then you put it in your fridge, and you can heat it individually by dish, and it's wonderful when you're busy.
Or when you got to go away.
Yes, exactly.
Trust everybody at home to feed themselves and know that they can't cook. Just slap you a piece on a plate, you'll be fine.
I take 1 pound of lean ground sirloin, and one medium green pepper diced, and a half of a Vidalia onion finely diced. Now, if you're in a big hurry, I like the fresh, but if you're in a big hurry, Gina, you can actually go get to Kroger's or anywhere, Meijer, anywhere that you have a grocery store. You can usually find in the freezer section frozen diced green pepper and frozen diced onion. And so you can just kind of estimate. This is not, you don't have to be perfect when you cook my food. It's amazing. It takes a lot for me to even come up with the amounts because that's how we cook. We throw it in. So you're going to take the ground sirloin and you are going to brown it in a Dutch oven. Just take the same pan we're going to bake in. So brown it in about a gallon, I think a Dutch oven holds, 2 quarts to 4 quarts.
Yeah, I think yours does.
I think
does.
It's a gallon.
I think that
about a gallon.
Yours is, yeah.
You brown that all together, and then meanwhile you take a pot, whatever size, and I take a 16-ounce box of angel hair pasta. That's my favorite. You can use your favorite, and I cook it to al dente, but I only take like 3/4 of the pasta. I know that sounds funny, but if you get too much pasta, then you don't have enough meat, blah blah blah. So this is the perfect recipe. So about 3/4 of a box of angel hair pasta, cook it until it's almost done, but not quite. Once the hamburger is browned and the onions and peppers are done, you then take the pasta, drain it, put it in the pan, and stir it all together. Then you take a 46-ounce can or a 64-ounce bottle of tomato juice, and you literally pour the tomato juice over the pasta and meat mixture until it's covered. You want it to be generous, and you can stir it and make sure. I like to buy extra tomato juice, so to me the bottle works better, because as you reheat, the pasta will absorb the tomato juice, and then you'll want to add more. I like it juicy and soupy.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Now, my husband likes it like a chunk. I can't do
like
that.
Like casserole style.
Yeah, casserole style. So you can do either. So you put all that together. Once you have your tomato juice on, you put on 2 cups of shredded sharp cheddar cheese. Now, that is our fabulous recipe. If you want to make it fit and fabulous, which it's very close already anyway, and your family's going to love it, you do low-fat cheese. Some people will do fat-free, but that is like eating rubber to me, so I can't do it. While you're cooking all of this, make sure that you are using salt and pepper to taste. Lots of salt for me because of the tomato juice. Pop it in the oven at 350. Takes about 20 minutes just until your cheese is melted on top and it's warm through. And you're done. You're done, Gina.
Right? I mean, that was pretty simple and quick. And I do like the healthy version. Have you ever done it with like a gluten-free pasta or anything?
I have. You can use gluten-free pasta, and you can also use shrimp instead of beef, and you can probably could try it with ground chicken too.
I bet that'd be really good with ground chicken, especially since you're browning it.
And that would be probably even lighter, but it's okay to have red meat occasionally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, there you go. It's amazing. The Queen Anne spaghetti, it's been a secret forever.
And now we share it with you.
Yes.
Feel special.
You're welcome. Okay, here's another big one. Now, I always make sure I have this in the house in December, so you can do this through November and December, but it's my mom's recipe, and it's called Easy Cheesy Bakes with Ham, and they actually go in the crock pot. They go in the crock pot, and so easy to make. So it literally is 1 large bag of frozen hash browns, any brand. I just buy, you know, the brand of the store. I'm not all about that Orida stuff. Just whatever you love. And we like to help with the budget too.
Oh, definitely.
3 cups of sharp shredded cheddar cheese. You can use, you know, if you don't like sharp, get regular. If you want to make it fit and fabulous, get low fat. 1 cup of sour cream. Fit and fabulous would be light. Otherwise, Gina, do you use regular sour cream? I just have been on this journey to lose weight for so long that I never even buy it.
Well, you see, in truth, I'm actually lactose intolerant, but like most lactose intolerant people, I'm not very good at being intolerant, so I indulge and have full-fat cheese, but whenever it comes to sour cream, I actually buy the fat-free sour cream.
Do you?
Whoa, yeah, congratulations. And it's very few and far between because I have just started learning to like sour cream.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's really good in this recipe. And then you do one can of cream of chicken soup. Cream of chicken soup. And you're actually just adding all this in the crock pot and stirring it. Also, you're going to get an eight ounce can? No, I guess you told me they come in 14.5 ounce.
Okay, the chicken broth.
Yeah, chicken
most
broth.
Most of them.
One 14.5 ounce can of chicken broth. Now, hold that aside. Don't put that in. And then you can also have ham on the side, turkey on the side, chicken on the side, or you can dice up ham and put it in this, or you can buy it diced already. But if you do, open the bag and make sure it's drained. Otherwise, it may ruin this because it turns into a soup with too much liquid. So you mix all that together, and then once you have it mixed, it's kind of thick. You want to take your chicken broth and just pour a half a cup at a time over it until it just mixes easier, okay? Then you salt and pepper it to taste. You put it on high. So this is something you don't want to, if you're gonna leave and go to work, you'd want to put it on low.
Yeah.
You know, and it still might really, really brown on the edges. There's something about the cheese in there. It makes it brown on the edge. So you put it on high and you go back and stir it like every half hour. You kind of flip it, scrape the edges to get that browning inside of the whole thing.
That browning is the good spot.
It's beautiful. Oh, and it cooks pretty quick. I think it's about 4 hours. But, you know, I'll have to measure. I'll have to pay attention next time. I've just made this forever. And it is fantastic, Dina, just by itself. It's fantastic with breakfast and fried eggs. It's great as a side dish or a full-out meal. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to mix it with the next thing I'm going to tell you how to make. Okay, you're going to want to, like, create a meal.
We're getting a whole meal here.
I know.
This is exciting.
Easy, cheesy bakes, and you can have them with ham if you want. Turkey ham is really good for you, too, if you're doing the fit and fab. Just do your lower-fat cheese, lower-fat sour cream, and you can actually use turkey ham. Have you ever had turkey ham, Gina?
Actually, I have not, but I have thought about it.
It's delicious. It really doesn't taste that much different than ham. And you can go, and it's like a little ham, and you can actually go to the butcher side of the store, and they will slice it for you.
So
you can just have the whole thing, you know, $5 or $8 or whatever it is, and they'll slice it thin or thick or whatever you want. Save you all kinds of time.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good idea. And then I could use it for sandwiches.
Yes.
Because I love my husband, but when I'm rushing, that is what he gets fed quite often.
And you know what's really good with the cheesy bakes already being done is you can just slap a couple of slices of turkey ham in a Pam sprayed pan and just brown it on each side. And you have, you know, pull out some green beans and you're done.
Yeah, I could give him an actual meal with vitamins and other essential nutrients.
And color.
He wouldn't know what to do with himself.
Well, since it's Thanksgiving, we are going to teach you how to make my easy pumpkin pie fluff. Do you like pumpkin pie, Gina?
I love pumpkin pie. We didn't get married with a wedding cake. We got married with pumpkin pie.
Girl, you are a pumpkin spice lover, aren't you?
I am, but it's actually a tradition from Steve's side of the family. He's never particularly cared for birthday cake.
Yep.
So they always made him pumpkin pie. And his father actually adds a little bit of pepper to it to give it a kick.
Wow, I think it's cayenne pepper. Yeah, I was going to say, black pepper, no.
No. We're not that wild and crazy here. No.
Nor would sriracha work in that, which is my favorite thing because it's got garlic in it.
Oh, I think that'd be a bit much.
Yeah. But, you know, cayenne pepper's good in chocolate, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you can.
And so is chili. Lint has those bars. And they have the chili pepper one that comes out at Christmas time.
Cool.
Oh, so good.
Well, you could actually make this pumpkin pie fluff hot if you want to. But if you like pumpkin pie, here is one of my secrets to losing weight. But you don't have to make the weight loss version or the fit and fabulous. So, so easy. Gina, this takes 5 minutes to make.
Down for that. Is it kid friendly? Because that's even better.
Your kids will love it because you can turn it into a shake. And you're like, you want a shake, baby?
I love it.
A shake. But my kids grew up eating really healthy food. They did because I just they don't know the difference. Like, you know, to them, a banana, a frozen banana with milk and cinnamon and honey, they think that they're having a special treat and that was really healthy for them. Throw blueberries in,
so
or strawberries.
What I'm hearing is you hopped on that banana ice cream before it got cool.
I think I invented it. Because we're talking, I'm over 30 and so are my kids.
What? I thought you were 30.
I am 30. 30, I'm 30 and holding. All right, so easy pumpkin pie fluff. 1 29-ounce, which is the big one, the big can of 100% pumpkin. Now, do not make the mistake, they look exactly the same, so you have to read the label, of getting pumpkin pie mix. Oh. It looks exactly the same, but that has all kinds of spices in it, that has sugar in it, so it's going to not work in this recipe. So 100% pumpkin. 1 3.5-ounce box of instant butterscotch or vanilla pudding mix, just the powder. If you're doing Fit and Fabulous, you're going to want to get sugar-free. 1 16-ounce tub of frozen whipped topping. Cool Whip's my favorite. I'm sorry.
No, definitely.
I use fat-free because I always make the Fit and Fabulous version of this, but you don't have to. It's delicious. But I can tell you, you won't even know the difference. It's so good. And then 1 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice, or to taste if you're not crazy about that. Now, if you don't have pumpkin pie spice, because not everybody bakes and not everybody wants to buy it, you can actually use like a 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg and a 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. Taste it, and if it's not enough cinnamon, add a little bit more. It's all to taste. Put all this in a large mixing bowl and mix it until it's blended. I mean, 2 minutes, it's done. Then what I do is I put it all in a container in the fridge, and I take it out and I eat it with as a side dish to my easy cheesy bakes.
That'd be good.
You know, I make it as a side dish, and so because I like that savory and sweet, I like salty and sweet, I like hot and cold, I like the contrast in my foods when I eat. And so, and I take it and I just put a dollop of whipped cream on top. Now, if you want to make it into a shake, all you do is put it in your bullet or your blender and you add a little milk to it. And there you go. And you don't have to put ice or anything. You put a little milk in it and make it for the kids. It's fantastic. And I'll tell you what, Gina, I'm sorry, but it's got beta carotene in it. It's got antioxidants in it. It's got fiber in it. You will feel so good after you eat this. You will feel fantastic.
And your kids will never know what hit them.
They'll never know. So there you go. There's that. Now, how are we doing on time? Oh, we got enough time. For none other than Julie's super duper easy but sexy hors d'oeuvres.
Ow, ow!
Ow! Meow! Well, I wanted to name it that because this is a pretty sexy thing that I have come up with, and it is so easy. You can make the whole recipe, then you can pop it into a Rubbermaid container with a paper towel in it and put it in the fridge, and your kids can grab one at a time and pop it in the microwave for 20 seconds or 10 seconds or even eat it cold. It's so good. You ready for this?
Absolutely.
Here's my super duper easy but sexy hors d'oeuvres.
Drum roll.
1 can of crescent rolls.
Woohoo! I don't know. Doughboy might come find you for that
one. I know, he might. I might get sued for that one. 1 package of cream cheese I use for the Fit and Fab version, 1/3 less fat. I will not use fat-free cream cheese. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you. I do the Neufchâtel for fat as well.
Yeah.
I haven't bought cream cheese in years. My husband had no
Neufchâtel,
idea.
Neufchâtel, is that how we say it?
Yes.
Neufchâtel. Mm-hmm. You'll need to get the Neufchâtel to
right.
make it
even
sexy.
It even sounds sexier for your pastry.
Yes. Sexy hors d'oeuvre with Neufchâtel. Sounds like a cologne.
Juliana here to teach you how to cook.
All right, and so you want to know what my sexy ingredient is?
I absolutely do.
Okay, it's salsa.
What?
Bam! It's salsa.
Okay.
So what you do, you know how croissants or crescent rolls come out of the can in triangles?
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's triangle, and it makes a square if you have two together. Mm-hmm. So you take I take a cookie sheet and I spray it with Pam. You can rub it with coconut oil, whatever you got going on there. And I keep it in a square. And then you take cream cheese, just a tablespoon, probably 2 tablespoons per. You pop it on there. Doesn't have to be pretty. Don't spread it or anything. Just drop it, dollop on the first triangle. Then you take a tablespoon of salsa and you drizzle it over top. Then you fold them together, take a fork and press down the edges so it's sealed. And you do that, and they come out. They're quite large when they come out. They puff up. Oh, they're beautiful. And, I mean, you get that. You get some of your cheesy bakes, and you get some pumpkin fluff. That's a whole meal if you add something green. You know, throw in some celery or something. Doesn't that sound good?
It does. I bet it'd be good with that new peach or pumpkin salsa that I got in at the grocery store down our street.
Oh, yeah. I haven't tried that. Now, you could also do the cream cheese, some pizza sauce, and some turkey pepperoni.
That would be interesting as well. And I love that the recipe is versatile because as long as you need it in squares, you could always cut it in half again on your squares just to make it smaller for like a party or something if you had to serve a lot of people.
You can also make it into a dessert. You could put, you know, some fruit preserves or all fruit in it.
Yeah. Or some
with some
honey.
Cream cheese and maybe a little honey and then seal it up. You could also, now this is crazy, but this is something I would do. I would do a sugar-free pudding in the middle with a little cream cheese.
That'd be interesting.
And then take it out, and I would drizzle it with some syrup, some sugar-free, for me, sugar-free, but regular chocolate syrup, and drizzle it. I mean, this
That'd
is endless.
Good.
You're
I
welcome,
would put
Pillsbury.
That chocolate on top of the fruit one would totally 100% be down for some
but
raspberry.
You know, the anchor for it for me is the cream cheese. The cream cheese is fantastic. So if you make that, send us a picture. Please send us a picture at the Julie Tussie Show at gmail.com. I'd love to see that. We're on Facebook, Gina. We're all over Facebook.
We are.
You can follow us there. And you can reach out to us at the Julie Tussie Show. Follow us and let us know what you're doing. We're on Instagram. Any way you want to reach out to us, let us know. If you're cooking these things, I want to know. I want to know, Gina. Now,
and what are your healthy tips that you come up with?
Yeah, let us know what you do. You know, maybe, I mean, if I really put my mind to this recipe, I would come up with something hot.
probably. I will skip guinea pig in that day.
Yeah, I will put some jalapenos in there. I'd get creative. Gina, you had a very super duper easy but sexy hors d'oeuvre.
Ah, yeah. I got it from my mother-in-law, actually.
Well, that's sexy.
She's actually one of the people I aspire to be like.
I love it. Hey, mother-in-laws can have super duper easy but sexy hors d'oeuvre recipes.
Right? And hers definitely is. She likes to take figs and a toothpick and a piece of bacon, and she wraps the bacon around the figs, pokes it with the toothpick, and then she cooks it. And you can also, to save time, you could use uncooked cooked bacon.
Okay.
But when she cooks it, usually we cheat, and the poor microwave is a mess, but we'll pop it in the microwave.
Okay.
So it's really quick that way. But then we cook it, and it's already on a toothpick, so it's perfect for serving, or you can pull the toothpick out if it's just you. And it goes over really well. Everybody races to get pieces of it before it's all gone. You can put cream cheese in the middle of it.
Tell me about a fig. I've never cooked with one. Where do I find them? Do they have a seed in them? Jesus ate them.
Some of them have seeds. I like to buy them pitted.
Okay, so
because I'm lazy.
I would definitely buy it pitted. I mean, I'd pay $5 more to have them pitted.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have time for that stuff. But, this is quick and easy today.
I buy them. And dates, I get the dates, and they're actually available over at Auermeyer. I don't know if you guys have one, but we do.
Auermeyer.
Auermeyer. Mm-hmm. And
Gina, do you use dates instead, or do you just can you substitute with dates if you can't find figs, or not?
Actually, I think that dates are the dried fig.
Are they okay?
Because like plums become prunes.
I did not know that. See, I have no fig knowledge.
Oh, no, you're good.
Figaro, that's only.
It's also good with feta cheese. We'll point that out.
What would you do with feta cheese? See?
You pair it on the side, and then you've got your sweet and savory complex, and it looks really
Would you
fancy.
Put, like, a balsamic vinegar on the feta cheese? Would that be good? You know how they have a sweet glazed balsamic vinegar?
I guess you could, but I kind of, I use, like, the saltiness from the feta cheese with balancing out the fruit in the middle of the bacon. Me, myself, personally, you'll like this. It's healthier. I like to do it with turkey bacon, and I feel like it also cooks quicker.
Yeah,
so
that's
I can
a fit and fabulous
get it done
version.
Fast. Oh, yeah.
I love turkey bacon. Some people don't like it, but I like it even better than bacon, unless the bacon is maple.
Oh, that's good stuff. I love
maple bacon. Wouldn't maple bacon be good on that?
It would definitely be good on that. Maple bacon is good on everything. Bacon in general, for me, is good. But I do like to eat turkey bacon better. Honestly, I feel like it's less fat. I get more bacon to eat that way.
All right. But. Well, I'll give you a quick second. It's not even an hors d'oeuvre, but something that's easy and quick for the holidays. I take a whole package of turkey bacon and cook it all up, and I make it super crispy, like I keep it in until it's almost burnt. And then I pop it into a Ziploc bag, and when I'm in a hurry, I grab a leaf of romaine lettuce, and I put some light Miracle Whip on it. You can use mayonnaise. You can use whatever you want. I put the bacon in there. I put diced tomatoes and fresh diced jalapeno. Of course, not everybody wants a jalapeno. So I have a breadless BLT, and I make it in like 2 minutes.
That's not bad at
all. Fantastic. Well, I hope that you guys are enjoying this. Gina, thanks for doing this podcast with me.
I loved it. It was great, and I got a new recipe to try out. So, hey.
Yeah, and I need you to bring those Figaros. To come and give them that name, the Figaros.
Oh, I love it.
I need you to bring some to work immediately.
Right? I'll have to see if I can find some. Wrap them up.
Yeah, she's promised me a chocolate tort forever.
Yeah, I've got a bad memory. I did bake it. It's just that, you know.
My husband ruined it. Okay.
Yeah, bless him.
True confessions on the Julie Tussie Show. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program today. I hope you're going to really enjoy your holidays and use these recipes. Reach out to us and let us know. Okay. Let us know if you have made them. Let us see your pictures. One time I did this with Christmas cookies, and a woman literally, she followed my recipe, which is a large recipe because I've raised 6 kids and have 8 grandkids. So when we make cookies, man, we don't mess around. And she sent me a picture. I don't know if she doubled my big recipe, but she's like, I made your recipe. Look at all these cookies. I was like, oh my.
Cookies gosh. Everywhere, huh?
You can never have too many Christmas cookies because they're such a nice gift.
Build a cookie village.
Well, you guys, go please and leave us a review. Share the podcast with your friends and family. Follow us on social media and reach out to us. Please, please go to the JulieTussieShow.com fabulous cooking page. Click on that when you get there and you'll get these recipes, hopefully in a downloadable format. I really enjoyed being with you, and I want to tell you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/The Julie Tussie Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name. If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.